Basically, we are what we are. We are what other people think we are. And we are what we think we are. And it's all about perception and how we perceive people, how we perceive ourselves. And I guess to explain that a little bit further, I would have to go back to when I was a teenager and I had a lot more hair all the way down to my back. And that was more of a problem for my father than it was for me. And I guess he thought, you know, 70s, coming out of the 60s, you know, it must represent something. But for me, I just didn't like the idea of people standing behind me with sharp instruments. So I avoided haircuts. And when I went away to college, it became a little bit of an issue for me, because as I would be walking from my apartment to class, occasionally I'd get stopped by the Jews for Jesus. And I was thinking, you know, kind of with a little beard and long hair, maybe they thought that I belonged with them. But what bothered me the most was the ones that would come up and say, "Dude, you got some grass?" And I'd go, "No, I don't have any grass." And it happened enough that it became an issue for me. And I decided, in order to change their perception, I had to change my appearance. So during a spring break, I went home, cut off all my hair. My parents had bought one of those little Norelco combs that had actually had a razor blade in it, and you just combed it through your hair. Yeah. And my hair ended up very short. And I remember walking out of the bathroom through the living room. My father was sitting in his usual recliner, and he just kind of looks at me and doesn't say anything. And figured, well, he's not saying anything. He's not complaining, at least. So that went well. Then I went back to school. And there was a particular night that I remember, kind of late at night. This is in Baltimore. And I'm walking from the school late at night back to my apartment. And I start to notice these little Mercedes coupes with little gray-haired men in pink polo shirts kind of driving up next to me. Looking. And I kind of got a different feeling about what my appearance was telling them. So my plan B was to find something with a hood on it and eventually go back to the long hair. Because ultimately what I decided that it was better for people to want to buy things from me than to buy me.